This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk, the home for all things Scott Mills.
Right, Jessica.
Hello there.
I got your email. It's quite concerning.
Yeah.
What's happened?
Well, I've been living with this guy for a couple of months, and everything was going really swimmingly. Everything's cool. Really get on with his friends. He really gets on with mine. You know, it's going to be a long-term thing. And then yesterday I came home, and at first I thought I'd been burgled because the house was just a complete mess. Like, all my stuff was out the drawers. The house is upside down. You know, so I tried ringing him. He wasn't answering his phone. And it wasn't until I got into the living room that there was a note there that just said, you didn't think, something like, you didn't think you'd get away with this, did you? And it's from my boyfriend.
He definitely wrote it.
Definitely. Okay. It's his handwriting. I know it's him. I absolutely know it's him. And I'm just completely devastated. I mean, I've tried getting in touch with him. I've tried phoning him. I've tried texting him. I've tried texting his family. I haven't a clue what I've done wrong. Not a clue. There's absolutely nothing that I've done. Like, he went out in the morning, gave us a big kiss before work. Everything was fine. Went to work. We were in touch at dinner time. We were going to meet up for dinner, but then he couldn't come because he was in meeting. Everything was cool. And then I came home and found this. And I wondered
horrible.
It's really, really awful.
This is quite sinister, actually.
It's really nasty. I seriously would love to know what I've done wrong.
Now, let me ask you a question, right? Be honest with me. First of all, why have you rang me? Because you can't get hold of him and you maybe hope he's listening, yeah?
Well, yeah, because I know that he listens every day on his drive home from work.
Right, okay.
And if he hears this, then he's guaranteed to get... Well, he's going to know it's him, basically. There's not many people in the country who've going to do, like, you know, done this, are they?
So you'd be surprised.
Yeah, you would be surprised, actually. Well,
listen to our show on a regular basis.
He's going to get a shock, first of all. He's going to know that it's me, and then I'm hopefully going to be able to get in touch with him. If he sees that I've gone to this extent to get in touch with you, he's going to know I've done nothing wrong, because I wouldn't humiliate myself publicly, would
I? It's just the not knowing that's really unpleasant.
It's awful. It's making us really angry now because I think, well, has he done something and he's just trying to blame me for it? But there's absolutely nothing that I could have done.
Jessica?
Nothing. Yeah.
Look me in the eye.
Mm-hmm. If I could.
Have you been having it away with anyone else?
No. Absolutely not.
At all?
Not a thing.
And
not,
has he got any
nothing.
Reason to suspect that you might have been?
No.
Dodgy snog?
No, not a snog. Nothing.
Dodgy text?
Nope.
Yeah, text makes relationships go wrong a lot.
No, seriously, you always look through my phone, there's absolutely nothing on there. There never would be. That's why, you know, we're totally open about all of that. There's nothing. He knows all my friends and all his friends.
And you've got no secrets?
Nothing.
Right.
And you don't know what it is?
No. Nope.
And the note said you didn't think you'd get away with it, did you?
Yeah.
Right, can you give us his name then?
Yeah, it's James.
James, okay. Right, so if you are James, please get in touch with Jessica, or you can get in touch with us. In fact, we'd rather have it that way, because now we all want to know what's happening as well.
Yeah, with us. We're very nosy. Tell us first.
That's all right with you, is it, Jessica?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, listen, if we hear anything, we'll let you know, okay?
Thank you.
Loads of you think that he's seeing someone else. Mm. So what we did was we made an appeal to try and find James. And to be honest, it came to pretty much nothing at all.
Zilch. Nothing.
Until yesterday, when I got an email telling me where James is.
Which basically dropped him in here, yeah? Shopped him.
Basically, yeah. Somebody's grassed, and they put some details in the email, which I checked with Jessica. You know, names of people, that kind of thing.
Get Miss Marple over there.
Get me, eh? I'm like Angela Lansbury. And
who?
And Jessica said the bits were right. So we kind of knew the email was genuine, right? Mm. So basically, this email told us that he's staying at a certain family member's house.
Right.
So, I thought we'd give him a call. When we knew this certain family member would be at work.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know that thing we've done in the past where we phone up pretending to be from a florist offering free flowers?
Yeah.
And then we see who he sends them to?
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of done that on and off now for a couple of years, haven't we?
Yeah.
Right, well, we did it again. We got Laura to phone up pretending to be from a local florist.
Uh-huh.
And you're about to hear what happened. Would he send the flowers to Jessica? Maybe to say sorry for trashing the flat? Or would he send them to his new girlfriend, if that's what's happening? It did take him a while to answer the phone, but this is what happened when he did finally answer, okay? Listen to this.
Hello? Hi there, I wonder if you can help me. My name's Laura and I'm phoning up from Mills and Blooms, which is a new flower shop that's just opened in your area.
Yeah.
Basically, we're doing this introductory offer to try and raise our profile a little bit.
Okay.
And we're offering you the chance to send a dozen red roses to anybody of your choice.
Yeah.
So, basically, all I need for you to do, there's no catch, honestly,
yeah.
is...
Hold on a second, can I just stop you there?
Yeah, of course.
This is Radio 1, isn't it?
It's sorry?
It's got Mills, isn't it? No. I'm not gonna fall for this one. It's one. No.
I'm just offering you the chance to send some roses to whoever you want.
No. I know. You're gonna ring up. You can say, oh yeah, I'm offering you the chance to send you some roses. It's not gonna happen. Mills, you can off your. I'm not gonna fall for that. Thanks very much. Say hi to Chappers from me. Off. Bye.
Right, so that really didn't work. What a charming man. How charming.
Well, he said hello to me. I thought he was perfectly polite.
Do you think we've lost a listener there?
I haven't. You might have done.
This is what happened when myself and Justin, James's mate, decided to find out the truth and exactly what had happened here. So you know what you need to do now, don't you?
Yeah.
Why he trashed the flat, that's what we want to know.
Right, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let's make that call to James then, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hi, it's me. All right.
Yeah. All right. How are you?
Where are you?
I'm at work now.
Oh, cool. Have you seen your car today?
No. Oh, why? What's up?
It's got James' face written down the side of it.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not small. It's actually all over the car. What's
written on it?
It's James' face.
James' face.
Well, that's the only bit that makes sense. That's written up the side. There's eggs and it's been scratched and everything.
You are joking. Properly. You're not f***ing me around.
No, the back window's smashed and that's all over it.
F*** sake. You're not kidding me around. She's trashed my car.
Would it be Jessica? Would she have done something like that?
After the thing, did you hear it? Did you hear what? About it?
Well, I heard bits and pieces. People were saying that you'd been on Radio 1, but I don't really know a great deal about it.
Yeah, that's Mills.
What did you go on Radio 1 for?
The back window is smashed as well.
Yeah, it's completely smashed and it's scratched and everything. It's not... You won't be able to wash it off, mate.
This is man.
So what were you on Radio 1 for? What was it all about?
Just Mills is a really.
Yeah, he is a... So why were you on Radio 1 then? What actually happened between you?
Well, you know, it was nothing major, but it was the whole thing with her flat.
So you did trash her flat then?
Well, she exaggerated it loads.
Yeah, but what did she do? I mean, what had she done wrong?
You know what it was like, mate. It was, you know, I just... Yeah, well, you know, I had to...
Yeah, I know, but she didn't really do anything wrong, though. That was the thing. That's what this whole mess is about.
Well, you know, it really wasn't working.
Yeah, but something must have... She must have done something in order for you to have just gone and trashed her flat like that.
She just went completely over the top about it. I didn't do anything, like, really.
But you did trash the flat, didn't you? But she hadn't done anything wrong.
I mean, it wasn't working, was it?
Yes! Scott wins! Hello, it's Scott Mills here.
You
So she hadn't done anything wrong, you're just a coward, and thought that you'd trash the flat, so... Why don't you You're a bit of a aren't you, really? I'm not the only person who thinks you're a right there, the whole country does. Bye.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I don't know what came over you.
I hope your mum wasn't listening.
Can I just say that me and James have spoken since we had that phone call at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. He let us play the call and we both accepted that maybe we said some things that we didn't mean.
Messy mouth.
Sorry, James. At least we got to the bottom of the story. Right, the texts are ranging from she's much better off without him to do you kiss your mother with that mouth, Scott? Ooh, yeah, yeah, 'cause I love you. thing why James was really stressing out is because he thought I'd written James face on his car for a minute.
James what?
James face. Don't make me do that again.